This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Every time I swear, it's the last time. I left myself somewhere and got left behind. I was honest and I don't need help. I was honest.
Is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it, and I know it, and I think some of us know it all combined that it does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods, as today is Thursday, August the 22nd of 2024, day 235th. Of the year, and only 131 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and hanging out inside of the multiverse known as Safety FM, and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Infiltration and Radio Big sounds like a good combo-ombo to me. So let's go ahead and keep it in that fashion. So let's talk about it. If you're new to the show, our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. That has always been the gig of what we do. So don't worry about that, because that's what we talk about here. So we bring in some professional broadcasters. They come in, take over and do their thingo. Outside of that, well, I kind of give you some versionality of what the hell is going on inside of the world based on the information that's provided to me. So that makes it a simple process. And then we go through everything that I can get my little slammy hands on in regards of information. So don't worry about any of that. If you want to interact with the show, it's a easy process to do so. Callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com. I'll get you moving and grooving. We are a show that streams across multiple versions of audio. Meaning we do this on the radio. We do it on a podcast. We do it even on a podcast catcher, which really confuses some people. But we do everything in real time, and we're even on some of the social media platforms. But if you do catch us later on down the rift, there's a reason for that. So don't worry too much. So outside of that, that's pretty much it. That is the lingo and the bingo of everything that we have going. So yeah, callinradio.com will get you here. Video, audio, text messaging, and that will take care of all the idiosyncrasies of everything that we need to do. So there you go. So outside of that, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight? Because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, a major numbers revision raises question in the new streaming platform enters the mix. We'll talk about that. More info on Bennifer. Yeah, the split of Bennifer. Some people have been talking about that ever since that went down. And who the hell files for a divorce on their anniversary? That's kind of a weird thing, but I guess that we'll leave it for you. Also, extra safety precautions we're taking while the filming of the latest The Crow franchise movie. So there you go. You kind of figured that would have happened. What else? And local fumes at the cost to protect Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Details about that in the Royals. So when you say locals, are you talking about locals here or locals there? Because it's going to be all local in regards to what's going on, I would imagine. So there you go. So what do you got? Anything special? Anything cool going on today? I hope you're not one of the individuals that calls this Friday Junior, because it's really not a Junior Friday. It's just Thursday is really what it boils down to. But we're in the midst of getting into everything that we have for you. So if you're ready, I'm ready, because I have some broadcasters that are waiting to give you the feature of the stories that are inside of the news. We call it feature story news. See how that works? See the little tie-in right there? Yeah, so that's how that goes. So let's do that. Let's get you started with the news right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz has branded Donald Trump weird and dangerous at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. The Minnesota governor promised Kamala Harris was ready to lead the U.S. with energy, passion, and joy. Nick Harper reports from Washington.
It was a short but energetic speech from Tim Walz, in which he embraced his small-town American upbringing. He said that his outlook was all about being a good neighbour, promising to look out for other people even if they had different views. He introduced himself to America, telling stories of his time as a high school teacher and an American football high school coach. He followed speeches which drew a contrast between Kamala Harris's campaign and that of Donald Trump's, including a surprise appearance from Oprah Winfrey, where she urged voters to choose the optimism of Harris over the cynicism of Trump, saying it was a choice between common sense over nonsense. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.
Divers continue searches on Thursday for a missing person after a superyacht sank off the coast of Sicily. On Wednesday, five bodies were found on the boat by divers. Investigations also continue into how the yacht sank on Monday. Technical diver Jeff Cornish says conditions will be very difficult for search teams.
They're very confined spaces. You've got to get yourself and your equipment through into those spaces. And with that limited amount of time that some of those early divers seem to have had, I can imagine it being very, very problematic.
US prosecutors have charged a Chinese dissident arrested in New York with being an agent for Beijing's intelligence service. Naturalized US citizen Yuan Jun Tang is also accused of making false statements to the FBI. In India, security's been beefed up outside the hospital where a trainee doctor was raped and murdered. Federal Reserve police forces have been asked to take charge of security at the R.G. Carr Medical Hospital as doctors continue protests demanding justice for the victim. Correspondent Ishan Gerg's at the hospital in Kolkata.
The doctors here are saying that the investigation is dragging on for far too long, and there are also concerns that when the vandalism took place at this hospital on 14th August, some of the crucial evidence could have potentially been destroyed. So that's why the doctors here are asking the federal government to proceed with the investigation quickly, and they say that until justice is finally served, they are not going to stop their protest at this site at R.G. Carr Hospital in Kolkata. We're also going to see heavy deployment of federal police force here at this hospital because concerns have been raised about the police competency, saying that the police was unable to stop a group of vandals from entering this college on 14th August and demolishing large parts of this property.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. South Korea's president says an invasion by North Korea would lead to the end of Kim Jong-un's regime. The comments came as Seoul and Washington stage 11 days of joint military exercises. William Denslow reports from Hong Kong.
South Korea's President Yoon Suk-yeol says that the North Korean regime is the most irrational on earth, and military preparedness is the only way to counter any potential miscalculation from North Korea. The comments come as he was observing annual military drills between South Korea and the United States. Pyongyang regards these annual drills as hostile and a potential precursor to possible invasion. William Denslow, Hong Kong.
The Federal Reserve looks increasingly likely to cut interest rates at its next meeting in September. Minutes from the US Central Bank's July meeting show most policymakers supported a reduction if inflation continued to cool. From New York, Sally Patterson.
With US interest rates at a 23-year high, market watchers are hoping cuts are on the horizon. And minutes from the Federal Reserve's last policy meeting hint that could well be the case. Indeed, the vast majority of participants at the July meeting observed that, quote, if the data continued to come in about as expected, it would likely be appropriate to ease policy at the next meeting. Recent progress on inflation and increases in the unemployment rate have provided a plausible case for bringing down the benchmark rate, according to the central bank. Fed Chair Jerome Powell is due to speak at Jackson Hole on Friday, which could give an even clearer picture of the central bank's plans for its September rate meeting. Sally Patterson, New York.
To find more of our television, radio and digital reporting from around the world, you can find us on Facebook. Search Feature Story News. That's the latest Feature Story News. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder's smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Hey there, Jay Allen here with Safety FM, where we just don't talk about safety, we live it. And when it comes to safeguarding your future, there's no better partner than Acorns.
This part of the show has been brought to you by Acorns and a powerful tool that makes saving and investing easier than ever. We all know that investing can feel overwhelming, especially with busy lives and no time to dive into the nitty-gritty of financial markets, but Acorns changes the game.
With Acorns, you don't need to be a financial expert or have a hefty sum of money to get started. In fact, Acorns lets you begin with just spare change. All about those small steps, small investments today that can build into something much bigger over time. Acorns recommends that the expert build portfolio designed to fit financial goals. Then it does the heavy lifting for you by automatically investing your money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket working around the clock to help your money grow. So why wait? Head over to acorns.com/safetyfm or download the Acorns app and take that first step towards securing your future today. Remember, in the world of safety and investing, small actions today can lead to mighty outcomes tomorrow.
Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides an incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC and SEC Registered Investment Advisors. View important disclosures at acorns.com/safetyfm.
At Safety FM, we're all about making smart decisions on the job and in life. So take control of your financial future. This is Jay Allen reminding you to stay safe, stay smart, and invest in your tomorrow.
You are listening to a radio god. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a radio god. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer. 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
If you ever wish that Facebook had a suck it button,
you suck.
This rock block is for you.
Yeah, there you go. A lot of stuff going on. 16 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out here on this Thursday doing all the fun stuff that we get to do. So no doubt about that. Anyway, so let's go ahead and start getting into the shit list, because it is the list of shit that we talk about. So let's talk about this. The Bureau of Labor Statistics on Wednesday announced the monthly reports that jobs that have been created over the year following March of 2023 and were little inflated due to the tune of 818,000. Some quick napkin math shows that the government originally reported a little over 3 million jobs created. By slashing the number by more than 800,000, this means that they were off by nearly 30%. Worth noting, a publicly traded company misreported headcount to the SEC by 23%. It could be prosecuted for fraud by the Department of Justice. Investors could sue. Management would be forced out. But when it's the government, well, you know, it just happens. Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, don't get mad at me. I'm just sharing.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
So, I will tell you, there is a furniture store that's in this general area that is on the verge of closing down that's called Badcock. Yeah, that's what it's called. And Badcock also owns an appliance store, and we'll call it appliance store, that's called Conn's, or maybe it's vice versa. Conn's owns Badcock. So yes, Conn's has Badcock, and apparently this company has filed for bankruptcy. So they're doing a sale for going out of business. Now, keep in mind that one was a furniture store and one is an appliance store, and they merged together, and they have all of a sudden decided that they're going out of business because they could not manage what was going on. So apparently, you know, appliances and furniture, how you sell it, is just not similar. I guess. I don't know. So when you start hearing about other companies that don't do stuff or trying to jump into other ventures to do things, you might sit back and question some things from time to time. And that's okay, because it is good to question stuff. But this one's kind of a weird one. Step aside, Netflix, a streaming platform, is headed to the internet connecting near you, created by... Yeah, that was a pause for dramatic effect. By Chick-fil-A. Yeah, you heard me. The original sandwich plans to launch its own streaming platform with original content. Deadline reports to licensing existing shows with a focus on family-friendly programming. While the focus would be competition and reality-style shows, they are spending on scripted shows, too. So far, no confirmation on launch date, but is it expected to have some before the end of the year? This is according to Deadline. So, the Chick-fil-A streamer. So, I got a question. And I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but I will talk about this. Are you aware that they actually put on a pretty big event? I think it's once a year. And I want to say it's called Leadership Cast. and they bring a whole bunch of leaders throughout different companies, and they come to this one event, and they do their thing. And this is done, I believe, once a year. And I had heard about it a long time ago, you know, and people get very excited about these things. Do you think that this will be something that will be available on their platform? Now, I don't know if you remember this, but when Disney Plus first came out, they did this weird thing where you could actually, you know, subscribe to the normal service. But then when they had a movie that was coming out in the theater, I think it was like a week or two that you would normally wait, and they would do like an early preview, an early premiere before it was going to hit their streaming service, and it was an additional $30. Do you recall this? So do you think that Chick-fil-A will do something along these lines with some of their higher-end stuff, like this leadership cast? I'm just asking because I remember many, many, many moons ago going to a college to go see this on a closed-circuit TV-style thing. So I don't know. It's just a question. I mean, I think it's a very interesting concept. So will it be one of these things where if you sign up for this Chick-fil-A app to stream with, will the terms of service say that if anything was to ever happen, you could not sue them later on?
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
I'm just asking. I mean, I heard of another company recently doing that. Anyways, Ford has scrapped the plans for a massive overhaul to its electric vehicle design. In addition to completely canceling the development and production of three-row electric SUV, Ford is delaying production of a new electric pickup that was slated to be made in Tennessee. In the meantime, it's focusing on the hybrid technology and commercial vehicles set to start hitting dealers' lots in 2026. As we have learned in the marketplace, we've seen where people have gravitated, and we're going to focus where we have competitive advantage, and that's on commercial land trucks and SUVs. The company's CFO told CNBC on Wednesday via CNBC. So what do you think? I mean, I'm still kind of lost in this market of electric vehicles. Because, listen, there are some out there that are really good. I will tell you, to this point, I have had two range extender vehicles. And they have not been bad vehicles. But they've just been, I think, kind of confused. Technology-wise, they had the greatest stuff inside of them. But it was only the first 40 miles or so in each of these vehicles that was electric. And then it had a area where you could put fuel in it. But the fuel then all of a sudden turned on a generator, that the generator would all of a sudden create electricity for the car to work. So it was kind of a weird thing. And I've still been a little bit paranoid about going into a full electric vehicle. And that's just me because of range anxiety. And here's the fun part. It's not like going to the studio and going to my house or, you know, that I do much more than anything else than that. That's what I do. So I don't know. Why should I have the range extension anxiety? I don't know, but I do. So it's kind of a weird thing because if anything, I should be one of these people that does not have this, but I've kind of freaked out about it. So what do you think? Do you think that this is why they have still not moved so quickly as expected? I am just saying. So here you go. Another twist of potential plans to the stranded Boeing Starliner astronaut to bring the astronauts back to Earth. If they take a SpaceX capsule back, they'll need a different spacesuits, if any. Since contracting out space travel to private companies, NASA did not establish uniform specification for space suits. When blasting off to the orbit and returning to Earth, the suits plug into a life support systems in case of depressurization or other catastrophes. But whatever plugs are on the doohickeys involved in the process are different than the SpaceX and Crew Dragon capsules than the Boeing Starliner. The solution may be as simple as SpaceX bringing up suits for the Boeing astronauts to wear and to hitch the ride on the Crew Dragon capsule, but those accommodations would have to be made. This is according to Futurism. So isn't that weird? So now all of a sudden you're looking at something that you do not have standardization on how some of the shit's supposed to look. So imagine this. all of a sudden, your USB port is not the USB-C, it's a USB-A, and all of a sudden you can't make connection. Yeah, this is going to be a problem. And remember, we've already been talking that these people might potentially might be stranded there until February of next year. That's 2025, just in case if you're listening to this in the future. So, which could be the past by the time that you're listening to it, because if we're not future, we could be past at the time. I know, it gets a little convoluted. So what do you think? A lot of stuff, for sure. Anyways, police in New Jersey are looking for a woman who scaled a fence at the Kazika Zoo. According to Facebook post, the Bridgerton Police Department, the woman climbed over the wooden fence to pet a tiger and ended up almost getting bit. A video of the intrusion shows the large cat snapping at the woman's hand after she sticks it through the wire enclosure. What is going on with people? The post also features a sign that reads, "Do not climb over the fence. Climbing over any zoo fence is against Ordinance 247-C. No word yet if the punishment that she faces, or will she just be more than likely banned from the zoo? I mean, I think being banned from the zoo might not be the only thing that needs to happen here, but that's just an opinion remark, of course, not anything else that I would, reference to know. So let's try this real quick, because I'm always kind of curious on things that are going on in all that fun stuff, in the biz, in all that jazz. Okay. So with that being said, let's go ahead and jump into this new story of Sequence, because let's hear it. Let's take a listen.
New video of a wild encounter at a South Jersey zoo. Tonight, police are looking for a woman who got dangerously close to a tiger. News 12 New Jersey's Amanda Lee has more of the video and reaction.
How close would you get to a tiger? Video posted by Bridgeton Police in Cumberland County.
This lady is like, I don't think you can get any closer whatsoever to this thing. Let's continue here for a moment.
It was a woman climbing over the fence near the tiger enclosure at the Cohansic Zoo and walking up to the animal. She even appears to stick her hand near the Bengal tiger. It was close enough for the big cat to nearly bite the woman before she walks away and hops back over the fence. Police now searching for her.
What are your thoughts after seeing that?
Yeah, people should pay attention to the instruction, and that's a very bad example for the kids.
There's a sign posted for visitors, which...
I mean, it straight up says, 24-hour surveillance, do not climb over the fence. Climbing of any other zoo fence is against City Ordinance 247-C. I mean, I don't think it gets any crazier or more realistic than that.
Reads, climbing on any zoo fence is against City Ordinance 247. The ordinance says a person can be restricted or banned for actions such as this. According to the zoo's website, this is one of two Bengal tigers born in 2016, donated to the zoo from North Carolina. Amanda Lee, News 12, New Jersey.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think that that's a little strangey-angy there that you decided to jump over and say, hey, it's time to take a look-see-ooksie on what's going on. I mean, I don't know. Not something that I would do, but hey, more power to you if you have the gonads to go over there and do that.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's talk about this. Former NBA coach Al Atlas has died. He passed away on Tuesday at his home in San Francisco. No further details were shared. In addition to coaching the Warriors, Al also played on the team. He served as the general manager and team ambassador. He was 87 at the time of his passing. Now, take a listen to this real quick, because we're going to talk about it anyways. Ashanti and Nelly welcomed their first child together. She's 43, he's 49. Their son, Kareem Haynes, arrived on July the 18th, according to the rep. Nelly is also a dad to a 25-year-old son, Cornell III, and a 30-year-old daughter, Chanel. Holy shit, what a gap there. I mean, what am I saying? So there you go. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's probably more than likely you're going to end up having like an aunt or an uncle that's going to be older than you. I mean, well, or could be younger than you is what I meant to say, but there you go. So anyways, and some other stuff that people have been talking about, and we'll talk about this. I don't know if it's important to you, but I'll talk about it anyways. Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck after 2 years of marriage. She filed on Tuesday, which also happened to be their 2-year anniversary at their from their Georgia nuptials. In the doc, J-Lo listed their date of separation as April the 26th of 2024. There is no prenup in place. No prenup. I mean, I thought you were supposed to take a gamble on that shit anyways. I believe in you so much that I am willing to bet 50% of everything that I own, and we'll get the government involved. buckle up, folks. It's going to be messy. So, by the way, this is her fourth divorce and his second. Just for information purposes, I'm just sharing. I mean, hey, at some point I remember people saying that she had more engagement rings than Thanos had rings, but I don't even know what the hell exactly that means. That's for the other people to understand. Not me. I am just a provider of information. Good for you. So I don't know. In life, it goes like this. If things are not working out for you, you have to make a determination on what's going to be the best next step. Here's the thing that I run into. It is so easy nowadays to actually file for divorce opposed to trying to work things out. I don't know. Olden days, it seemed like it never happened. Nowadays, it just seems like, hey, it happens all the time. I'm not being judgmental. You have to do whatever is best for you, my friend. Best for you. Anyways, let's talk about the Dow. The Dow ticked up 55 points to close at 40,890 on Wednesday. The S&P increased by 23 points to close at 5,620, and the NASDAQ increased by 102 points to close at 17,918. West Texas Intermediate closed at $71 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $76 a barrel. The natural average price of a gallon of gas was $3.39 on Wednesday, and Bitcoin gained more than 3% on Wednesday, trading over $61,000. And there was more than 2,625 flights delayed within and to and out of the United States on Wednesday, with more than about 85 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $527 million jackpot or a $261.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, go ahead and do so. Well, there you go. Let's do two things. I'm going to do two things real quick before we get it all into it. So the same day that news broke that Jennifer Lopez is filing for a divorce from Ben Affleck, her ex-fiance, Alex Rodriguez, shared what some felt was a cryptic quote on Instagram. You either go one way or the other. You might as well be the one directing the direction. The post read, this is according to Instagram, Page Six reports that the trouble started with a couple during their honeymoon in Lake Como, Italy, where Affleck was reportedly surprised that they followed around by the paparazzi and annoyed that J-Lo was not more irritated by it. They would also barely speak to each other during what was supposed to be the happiest time of their life. He sold her on him being a changed man, and that lasted a very short time, says one insider. So there you go. Just some stuff to think about. Also, J-Lo and A-Rod attended the President Joe Biden's inauguration together in 2021. Since then, she ended the engagement, rekindled her romance with her ex-fiance Affleck, got engaged to him, married him in two ceremonies, and then filed for divorce, all still while Biden was in office. So there you go. A large tie-in to something. Also, another story real quick. We talked about this yesterday, and some people were wondering, so I'm going to say, fear not. Alicia Silverstone is still alive and well. After posting a video of eating what followers believe to be a toxic fruit, the actress posted a follow-up clip which she captioned, "Don't worry, I didn't swallow it." So there you go. I'm glad she did not swallow. That's important. Anyway, so there you go. That's some information for you. It's past that time that we need to do our main story, so let's do that now.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so main story time, and it is time to hang out. It is time to tackle. It is time to shackle. It is time to do all these lovely things that one would get to do at this particular moment in time, because it is important for us to hang out and talk about all the fun stuff that happens in life from time to time. Anyways, with that being said, how are you? How are things in your lifetime? How are things going on for you right now? Now, I want to talk about this, and this is one of these moments in the world that could be good, could be bad, could be ugly, but it's something to discuss. But have you ever been in a workplace, in a relationship, in an environment where it seems like it's always full of what I would like to call melodrama? Yes, melodrama. Regardless of what's going on, it is a dramatic event of X. Now, listen, if you are a firefighter, I understand you having melodrama because, shit, it is drop everything, run, and take care of the biz of what is going on. That is how that world works. I understand that. That makes sense to me. But do you ever look at some of these things and go, how weird is life that there are people that are out there that everything is some big dramatic event for them? I mean, regardless of what's going on, big drama taking place all the time. I mean, and I have seen this from different levels. I have seen this from the highest level inside of an organization, where I have seen this from line level employees in regards of what is going on inside of the workplace. Now, listen, I understand that life happens and sometimes things occur that you have no level of control over. That makes sense to me. But what I get frustrated with is the melodrama that occurs when people are saying that everything is an issue all the time, regardless of what is going on. So there you go. That is the stuff that I'm talking about. And it's okay if things are happening inside of life, but everything doesn't have to be these big rages of emotional events and ranges. So here's what I ask when I'm talking about this. Do you recommend, as an organization, for there to be someone inside of the org that people can talk to, that be an HR representative, that be somebody that you guys recommend for mental health counseling, or is this something that is non-existent? I'm just asking because I want to have a better understanding of it, because some companies do offer that. Some companies do not offer those things. So this is why I ask. It is difficult for people to go, okay, this makes sense. It is sometimes difficult to be able to offer these things because of some other people, you know, not willing to talk to people. It is easier sometimes to be able to handle these circumstances by talking to others. Now, listen, if there's people that are inside of your organization that suffer of what we call melodrama, it's not like it's going to be resolved overnight. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is maybe there is a piece where you start having the conversation for them to be able to do things inside of what is going on, opposed to it just being these big, large skedaddle things. And here's the other thing. You know, you've heard that concept for many, many years, that one bad apple can spoil the bunch. And there's truth to that. If you ever put a bad apple next to some good apples, you'll see exactly what happens. And don't think about bobbing for apples, because that might be a little bit confusing if you look at it in that particular fashion. But from that particular standpoint, though, think about this. If there is something that is causing drama to your team, something that is being detrimental to the team that you have, would you consider doing something different? Now, I'm not saying scarcity stuff, but I have seen people terminated for conduct that's detrimental to the team. I always look at it and go, does melodrama fall into that category? I'm just asking the question because I think that it's a conversation for us to have. By the way, there's also a really good song out there that's called Melodrama that I might want to add to this whole thing. And no, it's not by Cannons, but thanks for asking the question anyways. But that's the stuff that I want you to think about today. What could you do to change your environment? And is there processes in place that you can get rid of what potentially is known as melodrama inside of your workplace?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers, extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training old, stale, and hacked.
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Polzel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 440 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case, and you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code SafetyFMFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code SafetyFMFree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Some of the best things in life come to those who wait, but we ain't waiting for shit.
Real big.
I don't want to hear that shit. Okay, sorry, just kidding. Kara London right there. Leave you alone. Yeah, if you kind of go, you'll notice some of these themes that I'm going to with music as of late. Really like me some of this stuff. So, still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. We are still broadcasting from Orlando. Leave You Alone, Kara Loudon. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. You know, I'm still going with a little backwards, backwards-esque style music over the last couple of days. So, there you go. Thank you to Kara Loudon for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. So, there you go. Always some good times as you and I get to hang out. Anyways, let's talk about the most important thing that I'm ever going to tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at True Right Love on her arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to with help. And things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's True Right Love on her arms. TWLOHA.com. So, a lot of stuff, always some good stuff as you and I get to hang out and do our thing. And the reason that I mentioned this is because this is good stuff right here. This is life-changing stuff. Once you get there, I want you to realize that there's all kinds of information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, anything that you might potentially be dealing with listed on this website. How to handle it, how to interact with it, how to look for different matters of things that could potentially be taking place. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. TWLOHA.com. Once you get there, go to the far right-hand side and look up what is going on in regards to what might benefit you. TWLOHA.com. Click on the section that says Find Help. Now, listen, I got some breaking news coming in right now, so I'm going to share this with you. I know we kind of normally do some other stuff directly after this, but take a listen to this. This is coming out of Iowa. Canada's two main railroads locked out over 9,000 employees this morning after they were unable to reach a new labor deals with the Teamsters Union. The start of the work stoppage threatens to stanch hundreds of millions of dollars in daily cross-border trade and the unpinned North American supply chains. The moves by the Canadians National Railroad and Canadian Pacific Kansas City sent the country businesses and policymakers scrambling to limit the fallout as they warned serious harm to the world's 10th largest economy unless the railroads and the Teamsters Canada Rail Conference clinched a new agreement. The companies had set the deadline of 12:01 Eastern time today. Canadian National said earlier Thursday that the union didn't respond to another company offer in the final attempt to avoid labor disruption. We urge the Teamsters to engage in these negotiations with urgency and importance that this situation requires. This is what the railroad said. The CPKC said that the companies bargained in good faith, but despite our best efforts, it is clear that a negotiated outcome with the Teamsters is not within reach. The railroad and the union said that talks were at an impasse. And development over the past week had cast a paw on talks. Teamsters Canada said both the railroads are demanding concessions and scheduling and fatigue management that would compromise worker safety. Yeah, I said that. The union added that it made several counteroffers, none of which they seriously considered by the company. The union's official says that wages weren't holding up the agreement. So Canada's Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon, other senior officials have reportedly declined calls by business groups to intervene, saying that it is the responsibility of the union and the railroads to negotiate a new agreement. The labor stoppage both in the railroads could cost the Canadian economy up to $250 million a day, according to analysts at Moody's. So $1 billion every 4 days, right? That's what we're saying. So the Western Grain Elevator Association, whose members among the commodities giant Cargill, backed the Viterra, handled 90% of the Western Canada bulk grain exports. On the labor outset said that the sector roughly 200, they would cost them $36 million a day. So there you go. I just wanted to give you some information there. on what is going on. So we're talking fatigue management is what they're claiming was the biggest holdup. I don't know. I can only give you information as provided. What is your thought process when it comes to all this stuff? It's something to think about. No doubt about that. So what do you think? Where do you lean and where do you go with that? Maybe that's more of the information we should be talking about than anything else. Anyways, with that being said, let's talk about, doing the right thing. Nowadays, it is common for people to speak their on their smart devices to make grocery lists, and students are more likely to take notes in class on a computer than write them down. And how many of us keep track of appointments digitally rather than on a paper calendar? Well, it turns out, though, that using digital devices aren't very effective at helping us remember things. A growing amount of researchers show that handwriting stimulates specific brain connections that are very important in creating new memories. The most recent study was published earlier this year at the Journal of Frontiers in Psychology. Researchers in Norway used the university students to write the individual words and either using digital pen on a touchscreen or using a single fingers to type while measuring electrical activities in the brain. They found that the brain connectivity patterns were far more elaborate when widespread for those who wrote by hand compared to those that conducted the precisely controlled hand movements that occur in writing led to complex patterns in the brain to promote learning. Precisely controlled hand movements. Obviously, these guys have never seen me write. I mean, that's going to be one of the things. And maybe so they're remembering that when I left the pen, you know, there's nothing more to that story. I'm just going to leave it there. But, you know, some things to think about. So do you look at it as the pen and paper is so important? Or do you look at it from the standpoint that you go, well, I'm not a pen and paper kind of person, and it does not matter to me because it won't change anything whatsoever.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Okay, so some stuff to think about, no doubt about that, as we are talking. Anyways, with that being said, I think it's time for us to do that thing that we do around this time where we bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about what exactly is going on with the Motivation Minute. Because, man, if you want to get motivated by somebody, that is the guy to do so.
The Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by RC. Hedy Lamarr said, "Because you don't live near a bakery doesn't mean you have to go without cheesecake." I love that. And not just because I love cheesecake, which I do, but I love that quote because we often think that things need to be convenient for them to matter. Sometimes the things that matter the most are super inconvenient, but they still matter the most. So you need to go out of your way to make these things happen. You need to spend a little more time or maybe a little more money to make these things happen. But it's so worth it in the long run. There are many companies who've become super successful because they go the extra mile to show you that they want to earn your business.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. Since much of the damage caused by our hurtful actions is of an emotional or spiritual nature, there may be little we can do to make restitution beyond a heartfelt apology. When apologizing, we should be especially sensitive to the feelings of the injured person and his or her family. Our apology must never cause the wounded person further pain or embarrassment. Only God can undo the damage we have done, but our sincere apology may be the instrument He uses to heal and restore. Lord Jesus, forgive us, for we have sinned. We have wounded our brothers and sisters with our words and our action. Heal the words we have so carelessly inflicted. In your holy name I pray. Amen.
If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Walz has branded Donald Trump weird and dangerous at the Democratic convention. Divers continue searches on Thursday for a missing person after a super yacht sank off the coast of Sicily. U.S. prosecutors have charged a Chinese dissident arrested in New York with being an agent for Beijing's intelligence. And in India, security's been beefed up outside the hospital where a trainee doctor was raped and murdered as protests continue.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, safety show.
Yeah, sounds like some risky business taking a listen to this show. No doubt about that, as we are hanging out and doing our thing. So anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date as I take a look around. If I take a look at, let's take a look at 2018. Forbes says that actor George Clooney made more money in a single year, $239 million, than any other actor ever. Behind him was a professional wrestler, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, at $124 million. So there you go. That happened back in 2018. I wonder if that has to do because he sold his liquor that year. I'm just asking the question, so there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, well, I have some of those. Gabby Marshall turns 24. Max Crosby turns 27. Oh, Dua Lipa, she turns 29 today. Keith Powers, 32. Jey Uso, 39. Jimmy Uso, 39. They're twins, so that kind of makes sense. James Gordon turns 46. Howie Doro turns 51. Kristen Wiig, 51. Glada Delantris turns 54. Paul Molitor turns 68. And Bill Parcell turns 83. So that's some birthdays for you for today. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, I have some of those for you. It's a Burger Day, National Bow Day, National Pecan Tort Day, National Eat a Peach Day, National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, National Be an Angel Day, and World Plant Milk Day. Yikes. Hey now. So there you go. That's some stuff that you can celebrate if you are so inclined to do so. Let's talk about this. I'm telling you this, and I don't know why, because I guess it's not, you know, it's not good sense, but when I tell you that it's there, it's done, I'm pretty much sure that I don't even know why I'm talking about it, but let's talk about it anyways. Conklin Conference, September the 10th through the 12th, Santa Fe, New Mexico. 3 days going over human and organizational performance. If you want to find out more, go to safetyfm.io. I hope there's still tickets left, because when I checked the last time, well, I probably shouldn't say that, but I think it's sold out. Like, it's donezo. I mean, it's been donezo. We opened more tickets, but it's donezo. But you can double check. I know there's some people that were contacting me yesterday still trying to get in, but there you go. So safetyfm.io, Conklin Conference 3 taking place Santa Fe, New Mexico. Jen Long, Bob Edwards, Andrea Baker, of course, Todd Conklin, just to name a few of the people that will be there. I will be there hosting. Would love to see you there if you're interested in coming out and hanging out, if there's still tickets available. So there you go. SafetyFM.io for more information. If you need a random joke for today, try this. Remember as a kid when you fell on a trampoline and everyone would keep jumping so you couldn't get back up? Well, that's basically life as an adult. Seriously. What is the silliest or oldest thing you've ever Googled? And I said oldest, but I meant oddest thing. I think there's too many things for me to say, or just look at my search history. Also, a survey found that the average person spends about 45 hours a year doing this. What is it? Talking about the weather. I'm sure I spend more than that when it's all said and done. So there you go. Anyways, thanks for hanging out with me on this Thursday. Always a good time when you and I get to hang out and do the things that we do. No doubt about that. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to radiobig.fm. Would love to see you over there if you would like to come and hang out. If you don't want to come and hang out, that's fine too. Not a problem. But stay here then. Hang out with Sheldon Primus as he will talk about the world of safety consulting. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. That is for sure. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but, yes, and this is a big but, tomorrow is our day to win or lose. Keep in mind of that, because I think that that's going to be an important one for you to think about. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.